Another attack. Another mass shooting. Another man using an assault rifle to murder innocent people. Another time our nation is gripped with fear and grief. Another time families are mourning their dead. Once again, we struggle to make sense out of the senselessness. And we look for leadership from our elected officials, and we see none. A commander-in-chief more concerned about his image than he is about violence and prejudice that is tearing at the fabric of our nation. And cowardly politicians who offer their thoughts and prayers rather than responding to the violence with meaningful laws. Each act of violence, each act of prejudice, tears at the heart of our nation. And for me, and members of the Jewish community, this act hits more forcefully, for it was an explicit attack on people simply and solely because they were Jewish. Anti-Semitism is real, and the results that hatred has wrought can be seen in the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 innocent people were murdered, gunned down in the sanctity of their congregation. Shouting anti-Semitic words, the killer took aim at Jews simply because they were Jewish. The Sabbath calm was shattered when chaos and death replaced a time for reflection and prayer. And this was not only an attack on one synagogue in Pittsburgh. It was an attack on all Jews throughout the United States. It reached into congregations throughout our nation, and it has stirred fear and concern. And while anti-Semitism fueled this horrific attack, and it strikes at the heart of the Jewish community most harshly, this was an attack on America itself. This murderous act tears at the fabric of our nation, an attack on the values of our country, where all are considered equal, and all are allowed to give expression to their faith without fear, where all are entitled to life and liberty and safety. And it is even more upsetting, knowing that this gun-wielding murderer isn't alone in his hatred of Jews or people of color or the LGBT community. There are many who harbor hatred, prejudice, and bigotry, who see anyone who is not like them as the other, to be feared and to be hated. While prejudice and bigotry are not new to our nation, we are living at a time when there are political leaders who are willing to stoke the flames of hatred in their grotesque attempt to gain more power and promote an agenda that marginalizes the other while it enriches a few. And while fear and concern runs deep, we must not succumb to despair. We cannot allow this hatred and violence to control our lives or to define our nation. We must demonstrate through our actions each and every day that we will not allow our country to be defined by prejudice or infected by hatred. Yes, the work will be difficult and the challenge is great. But now is the time for us, those who believe in a diverse and free America, to stand up and to be counted. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening and be safe.